I was thinking this morning what white Americans have to put up with in their country. It's mind-blowing to me. And I seem to be the only one, other than the Great White Hope, who is speaking out about it. Just think of the notion that white Americans built, founded, and built the greatest country on this side of heaven. The greatest. Everybody and their mama want to be in America. And they did the same thing in Europe. And Europe is not as great as America, but it's built by white people. And white Americans, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because they were Christians or they were trying to be nice or they wanted to share, decided, well, let's let the people of color come in from other parts of the world. Let's be nice. And so they decided to let people of color from all over the world come into and live in the greatest nation on this side of heaven. I believe the whites were thinking, well, these people will come in and they would appreciate the freedom. They would appreciate capitalism. They would appreciate the Constitution. They would appreciate the fact that you have to pray to God for thanks and thank Him for the greatest country on the world. You have the freedom to do that. But they will also appreciate white folks for letting them in. I'm thinking that's what they had to be thinking. But instead, they allowed the people of color to come in. And once these people came into the country, they turned their backs on white people, the very people who built the country, established the country, and invited them in. They are like calling them racist and hateful, and they literally want to push white people out of their own country. Who say that they allow lowlifes to come in? They are allowing the worst of the worst of the worst world people to come in. Because if these people that were who are coming into the country were decent people, they will have a great appreciation. They will add to the country, make it better. They wouldn't refuse to speak English. They wouldn't refuse to, they wouldn't be turning this country into a asshole country.
Do you speak any English?
They wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be killing Americans, bringing drugs in. And then they wouldn't be trying to force their way into the country. And if they were fortunate enough to get here, there would be nothing but love for the country. They will add to America, not bring the image of the country that they're running from into America. And then they're not only bringing all this garbage into our country, they are trying to prevent white people from even speaking against it, speaking up, saying that this is wrong. And it's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's been reported that there are 20,000 more illegal aliens on their way here, a mob on the way from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, and anybody else along the way. And they're trying to force their way in because the Democrat and the rhinos have a law that says if their feet touch the ground, U.S. soil, they're allowed to stay. They have to have a court hearing. And these people are lowlife. They're not going to come back for a court hearing. Are you crazy? And the Democrats and rhinos are doing it, even though they're not going to vote for the rhinos. They are doing it for the votes. The rhinos are doing it to please big business. But I'm just blown away that the troubles that is being put up on the people who founded the country. There was a guy by the name of Nick Miroff. And Nick tweeted out a picture of illegal aliens under a bridge in El Paso, Texas. So I want, this is the picture of illegal aliens under a bridge. I don't see what Mirror said about it, though. We're Daniel coming in, and we want to read the tweet from Miroff, Nick Miroff. And then you got to hear what Omar, Ilhan Omar tweeted out. A Muslim who is in our government on the Democratic side. Daniel, come on and read Miroff's tweet. So what did Miroff's tweet say? Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Jesse and everybody.
How you doing?
All is well.
All right.
How are you?
All is well. So Miroff tweeted out this photo of these. Let me see the photo again. Illegal alien under the bridge there in El Paso, Texas. What do you say in the tweet?
So the tweet says, this is El Paso right now, where hundreds of migrant families are being held in the parking lot of a Border Patrol station because there's no room for them inside or anywhere else.
Isn't that amazing? Rather than say we need to send them back to Mexico, wherever they came from, so they'll have room. And Miroff is a Washington reporter, Washington Post reporter. And so this guy tweeted out this picture. Here's what our enemy, Ilhan Omar, said in response to Miroff's tweet. Can you read that? Do we have her tweet, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. Ilhan, am I saying her name right? Ilhan. She's Illy. Omar, the enemy of America and the enemy of Israel. She's a Muslim. And she's in our government. And she hates white people, she hates Christian people, and she hates Jewish people. Here's what she had to say about it. She said, this is the woman with the head rag on her head. By the way, there are two known Muslims in our government now. Can you believe that? It's like the enemy. You have...
No, I think she deleted it or something.
She's the enemy of America, and she's in our government. That's crazy. I know Obama was allowing the enemies to come into our country because Obama is an enemy of America. This woman said, this is abhorrent and inhumane. It's without a doubt a reflection of what white nationalism is doing to our country. This is not her country. This country does not belong to Ilhan Omar. This country belongs to everybody but hers. She is a Muslim. She is an enemy of this country. She's not a friend. And she's blaming white people as though nationalism is a bad word. Anyone who is a true American is a nationalist. Meaning that you put America first, and she doesn't. She blamed white people. So this woman is a refugee from some other asshole Muslim country, and she's coming over Somalia. She's from Somalia. She comes over here and play tough. If she's that brave and that tough that she can talk about white people for standing up for their country, why doesn't she go back to Somalia and straighten out Somalia if she's that brave? Oh, she might get a head cut off. She says that in her tweet, she said, it is without a doubt a reflection of what white nationalism is doing to our country. It's not her country. As a country, we have to acknowledge that this is how people are being treated here and decided that we are better and we must do better. And decide that we are better and we must do better. This woman needs to go home, folks. This is the enemy in our country. Oh, yeah, Keith Ellison is a Muslim, right? And so we have, what's the other Muslim name? And
Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib. She's a Palestinian, right?
Yep.
You got a Palestinian running the country, running America.
You would have never imagined this 30 years ago.
Never imagined this. Yeah. And there are no protests in the streets. This woman is outwardly attacking America and attacking Israel. And nobody, the Democrats are protecting her. I never would imagine this. When I started Bond, I would not have imagined this. I knew white people were afraid to speak up, but I didn't know they would be quiet when the enemy comes into our country and run the government. So we have, what's the other Muslim name, the woman?
Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan
Omar.
Omar, Keith Ellison, and Andrew Carson, Andre Carson, a Democrat from Indiana, is a Muslim? Really? They are taking over, folks, and Muslims are taught from day one that they can lie to the American people, the Christians, the Jews, and American people, all the same. They can lie to them and destroy them. And then those Muslims who might not agree with that idea are afraid to speak out about it.